Title: Vocal Sample Sit and Blend from Scratch for Modern Control with Vintage Tone Advanced. Alright, welcome back. In this lesson, we're doing something that separates the vocal is loud enough from the vocal actually belongs in the record. Because in drum and bass, the vocal has to live in a tiny pocket. You've got snare crack, a rolling bass line, fast hats, wide atmospheres, and somehow the words still need to be intelligible without sounding pasted on top. That's the job today. The target is two things at once. Modern control. Steady level, clear diction, consistent placement. Vintage tone. That sampled character, that band-limited grit, like it came from wax or tape or a dodgy radio but it still cuts. And we're going to build it in a repeatable way inside Ableton Live, mostly stock devices, using a main clean and controlled vocal, plus a parallel vintage layer that adds density. Then we'll add DNB appropriate space, and we'll make the vocal groove with the drums instead of fighting them. Before we touch plugins, we prep like a producer. Step 0. Prep the sample. First, warping. Drop the vocal onto an audio track and turn warp on. If it's a full phrase, Complex Pro is usually the cleanest. If it's short chops and you actually want some edge and texture, Beats Mode can sound grittier in a good way. The point is, choose the warp mode as a sound choice, not just a timing fix. Second, timing. Indeed, NB, vocals often feel best when they lock to the backbeat. So don't just line up the first word and call it done. Zoom in and nudge the phrase so the key consonants feel like they land with the snare on 2 and 4. That's usually where the pocket is. If you're doing jungle-style chops, go ahead and slice the sample to a new MIDI track and resequence it around the break. That's a whole vibe by itself. Third, gain staging. This matters more than people think, especially when we're about to saturate and compress. Trim the clip gain so the vocal peaks somewhere around -12 to -6 dB/fs before processing. We want the processors reacting consistently, not freaking out on random peaks. Quick coach note before we build the chain. Do a masking reality check. Loop the busiest 4 bars. Full drums, bass, main atmos. Then toggle the vocal on and off and ask one question. What disappears when the mix comes in? Is it the consonants, like the 2 to 6K area? Is it the body, like 150 to 400? Or is it the air above 10K? If the vocal only works solo, you're not done, and you might be ecking the wrong problem. Also, clip gain beats compression for phrase leveling. If one syllable is 6 dB louder than the next, don't ask the compressor to solve that elegantly. Split the clip, or automate gain, and get the phrase within about 3 to 5 dB of itself. Then your compressor can be subtle and musical. Now step 1. The main modern control chain. This is your clean, stable vocal. Rename the track Vocal Main. First device. EQ 8 for cleanup. High pass somewhere between 70 and 120 Hz. If the sample is boomy or there's turntable rumble, go steeper. Then hunt resonances. Make a narrow bell, sweep, and when something honks or whistles, cut it 2 to 5 dB. Common spots are 250 to 500 for boxiness, or 800 to 1.5K for that nasal telephone honk. If the bass is thick, you can also do a very gentle mud reduction around 200 to 350, like 1 to 3 dB. Don't hollow it out. Just make room. Second device. Glue compressor. We are leveling, not smashing. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack around 10 milliseconds so you don't dull the front of consonants. Release on auto, or somewhere like 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. If you're getting 6, 8, 10 dB, you're probably compressing, because the clip gain wasn't handled, or because you're trying to mix with compression instead of balance. Third device, multiband dynamics. Use gently like a soft de-esser and tone controller. Solo the high band and focus it around where the sibilance lives, usually 5 to 10k. Compress lightly so it grabs 1 to 3 dB on S and T moments. If the vocal is nasal or pokey, you can also compress the mid-band lightly around 1 to 3k. Very gentle. The goal is to keep intelligibility without letting harshness stab you. Teacher tip. This is also where you can fake dynamic EQ with stock tools. If you hear buildup in the fight zone, like 200 to 500, set the mid-band to cover that area and let it compress only when that range swells during dense sections. That way the tone stays natural, but the mud doesn't stack up when the drop hits. Fourth device. Saturator for modern harmonics. Mode. Soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 1 to 4 dB. Turn on soft clip. We are not trying to distort the vocal. We're trying to make it feel forward without turning the fader up into the snare. Fifth device. Utility for stereo discipline. DNB drops are usually strongest when the core elements are centered, so keep the main vocal mostly mono. If it's messy wide, pull width down to something like 80 to 110%. Don't chase big, chase stable. Checkpoint. At this moment, the vocal should sound clean, even, and a little too polite. Perfect. That's exactly what we want before we add the vintage layer. Step 2. Vintage tone using a parallel layer. This is the secret sauce. Create a new audio track called Vocal Vintage PAR. Set audio from to vocal main, and choose post effects in most cases. Set monitor to in. Pull the fader all the way down at first so you can blend safely. Now build the chain on the vintage track. Start with EQ8, and we're going to band limit. High pass around 150 to 300 HC, fairly steep. Low pass around 6 to 10K. We're making it feel like it came from an older medium. Optional. A small 1 to 2 dB boost around 1.5 to 3K can give you that radio bark. Be careful though, because that's also where snares bite. Next, saturator, but push it harder here. Analog clip mode. Drive anywhere from 5 to 12 dB. Soft clip on. This is where you earn the vibe. Optional. Redux for sampled grit. Try 10 to 14 bit. Downsample subtly, like 1.2 to 2.5. And if it gets fizzy, back off immediately. The job is texture, not mosquito haze. Then, auto filter for movement. A gentle low pass, or even a band pass if you want a more obvious old radio character. You can automate cutoff per phrase, or use an LFO tool if you have max for live. Keep resonance small. Character, not whistling. Now blend it in. Bring the vintage parallel up until you feel the thickness when the bass drops, then pull it back 1 to 2 dB. That's a real rule. This layer should be felt more than heard. It's like seasoning. If you can identify it clearly as a separate vocal, it's too loud. Very important coach check. Mono compatibility. Every so often, put a utility on the vocal group or master and set width to 0 for second. If the vocal gets hollow or facey, something in the parallel chain is causing correlation problems. Usually it's modulation, widening, or a filter doing weird phase stuff. Fix that now, not later. Optional advanced extra. Add a third layer called vocal texture, super low level. Band pass at around 700 HC to 4K HC. Saturate into soft clip. Add a tiny chorus ensemble or a very small frequency shifter for instability. Widen it slightly. Blend until you almost can't tell it's there. This gives that old MIDI a movement while your main stays stable and modern. Step 3. DNB space. Controlled, not washy. In fast music, long reverbs blur groove. So we're going short and bright, plus tempo delay, and we'll automate phrase ends. Create send as a short plate. Use hybrid reverb in algorithmic plate mode if you've got it. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 35 milliseconds so the vocal stays upfront. High cut around 7 to 10k, low cut 150 to 300. After the reverb, add EQ8 and cut some 250 to 500 if it gets boxy. And if it fights the snare, consider a small dip around 2 to 4K on the return, not on the dry vocal. That keeps diction intact while cleaning the space. Now send B. Tempo delay. Use echo. Set time to 1/8 or 1/4. For a bit more jungle swagger, try dotted 1/8. Feedback 15 to 35%. Filter it. High pass 200 to 400, low pass 6 to 9K. Minimal modulation. Then add a compressor after echo on the return. Set it as a ducker side-chained from vocal main. That way, when words hit, the delay tail tucks out of the way. When the phrase ends, the delay blooms. That's the classic throw feeling without clutter. Extra pro move for period correct space. Filter before the reverb, not just after. Put an EQ8 before hybrid reverb on the return and band limit the input. This makes the reverb sound like an old send effect, not modern glossy ambience. Step 4. Make it groove with the drums. Micro ducking. On vocal main, add a compressor at the end of the chain. Side chain it from the snare or from your drum bus. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 ms. Release 50 to 120 ms. Aim for just 0.5 to 2 dB of gain reduction on snare hits. This is not EDM pumping. It's more like the vocal politely bowing when the snare speaks. Advanced coach trick. Instead of side chaining from the actual snare, create a ghost snare tick. A little rim click or short tick placed exactly where you want the tuck. Then sidechain the vocal to that. Now your ducking remains consistent even if you change snare samples across sections. And don't forget, you can duck the returns more aggressively than the dry vocal. Big space, clean words, that's the balance. Advanced variation if the bass is eating the vocal. Don't carve the vocal to death. Do frequency-dependent ducking on the bass. Put multiband dynamics on the bass group. Sidechain it from vocal main and compress only the band that's masking the vocal. Usually that's either 200 to 500 for body or 1 to 2.5k for presence, depending on the bass patch and the vocal. This keeps bass weight while letting the words poke through. It's one of the most pro fixes you can do with stock tools. Step 5, arrangement moves that make vocals feel built in. This is the part people skip, and then they wonder why mixing feels impossible. If the vocal is important, don't stack 5 competing elements under it and then compress harder. Try section-based reveal automation. In the intro, let mostly the vintage filtered layer play. In the pre-drop, slowly introduce the clean layer's presence. In the drop, the clean stays stable and the vintage is tucked behind for density. That creates lift without turning the vocal up. Phrase end throws. Automate send levels so delays and plates bloom only at the end of lines. And if you do a big throw, automate the delay low pass downward as feedback goes up, so the tail gets darker and doesn't stab the next bar. Micro timing for swagger. Try nudging the vocal 5 to 20 milliseconds late for a laid-back MC feel, or push certain words slightly early for urgency. Just commit per phrase. Inconsistent micro-timing sounds like sloppy editing, and the most underrated mix trick of all, mute strategy. Instead of compressing more, remove something under the vocal. Simplify the bass for one bar. Pull the wide pad for the lyric moment. That's how you get iconic, not just audible. Step 6. Final balancing, quick and effective. Pull the vocal fader down. Get drums and bass to your drop level first. Then raise vocal main until it's intelligible but not louder than the track. Blend in vocal vintage PAR until it feels embedded. Then set sends last, and automate them, especially on phrase ends. Common mistakes to avoid as you do this. Don't overwiden the main vocal. Keep it centered. Make width with returns. Don't drown it in long reverb. Fast music hates long tails. Don't oversaturate the main track. You'll lose consonants. Saturate the parallel harder instead. Pay attention to 200 to 500 Hz. That's the mod war zone in DNB. And don't DS by brute force. If you crush the highs, the vocal disappears. Use gentle multiband control and smart saturation. Now a quick 20-minute practice so you can lock this in. Pick a short vocal phrase, 1 to 2 bars, and warp it to 174. Build vocal main. This audio version is shortened for playback.